Roy Prescott here with you, joined now by Jonathan Sarti, probably known as a regional troubadour, but also very well known as the producer and host of the Cold River Radio Show, now in its eighth year of business, bringing fantastic acts to the stage. And, of course, Jonathan is being affected by what's going on with this COVID-19. Hey, John, how you doing? Nice to have you with us.
I'm doing well, Roy. Thank you.
It's so great to hear your voice, and so sad to hear about all the different changes that all of us are having to make in the world, especially as performers.
Yeah, you know, it's heartbreaking all the way around, Roy, isn't it? Certainly a trial by fire.
It really is, and so many businesses are affected. We were here at WMWV, so many stores and restaurants closed, of course, trying to figure out when we can get back to getting the economy going again and all, and especially it affects people in the music industry who are so used to playing out. I mean, how many shows do you typically do a year?
Well, in 2019, I did 317 gigs. You know, a lot of them were just in bar rooms regionally. Some of them were on bigger stages, but a good number, and I had a good chance of breaking that record in 2020 until about St. Patrick's Day.
Boy, and it all happened fast. It just came crashing down. So
yeah.
I know that you are getting ready to get into another Cold River Radio Show season, but you're going to have to switch things around a little bit. What's going on?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's anybody's guess, as you know, what's next, and we're all just sort of waiting for more information to find out. So I've cooled my heels quite a bit, but in the meantime developed some plans that I think will help us along. You know, we've sort of had to reinvent our approach to live performance. I'm guessing that the playing field is going to change a little bit, so we're trying to make some concessions and look at what live performance is going to look like in the future and make some changes and develop a sustainable sort of new approach to getting back on that stage and producing the Cold River Radio Show again.
Now, I know you probably, as a musician, have been noticing all of the big names in the music world have been doing all these incredible fundraising concerts and doing home concerts and all by video. And, of course, with the technology we have now, it's been really getting put to work. And I imagine you might be jumping into something like that, too.
Yes, I am. In fact, that's a big part of what we're envisioning for our future is going to be virtual event production. We just recently launched our event production company as an umbrella for not only the Cold River Radio Show, but other live events and things that I do outside of that forum. And now we're just looking at the best ways to get ourselves up and running with a video online streaming service to make those events virtual so that people can enjoy them from home if they're not comfortable coming out to the theater. So that's a big part of our plan because I anticipate it's going to take some time, if ever, to get back to normal.
Right.
Before,
well, what are some of the formats that you've found that will work for you?
Patreon has proven to be potentially giving some relief to our business. It gives our community that enjoy the radio show an opportunity to support, because as you probably could guess, these shows aren't necessarily inexpensive to produce, and relying exclusively on ticket sales has been the model for the last 8 years. We contemplated, potentially pulling the plug to not sound ominous. It was just a reality, and then rethought it and took a look at what's happening, and we realized we have this wonderful archive of video filmed by Jackson Flicks, and I've always wanted to get to the process of editing these shows and make them available to the public. So we thought, well, let's launch a Patreon page. We've been talking about it for a long time and get these videos up there so that people can revisit and reminisce and enjoy these shows in a form that they've never seen before. And they can subscribe to our database for either the price of a cup of coffee, or you can enjoy one of the other levels that we offer. And anyway, it's a way that we can potentially provide a service to our patrons and offset some of the budgetary expenses of producing the show so we can continue to do it without relying exclusively on ticket sales. That's basically the long and short of it. And it immediately we got a really nice little bump from our database of people that are in our network, and it was enough to justify editing these videos and kind of get the ball rolling. So if we can build that up just a little, it'll make it much easier to get back on the stage and pay the artists is basically the goal, and it supports a really great network of artists. So.
Well, I know that the Cold River Radio Show, when it takes place at the Theater in the Wood, is always a pretty much a sold-out event, and I've been to many of them, and it's such an eclectic show, so I'm sure that'll continue. And I do know, Jonathan, I talked to so many people with our Sunday morning airing of the Cold River Radio Show that so look forward to that, and then they look forward to seeing you actually on the stage with these fine performers you bring around from all around New England, and now it looks like we'll have another way to, in the meantime, at least help you out and help these artists out and keep the music playing.
Yeah, you know, we haven't been going gangbusters soliciting people, because right now, as you know, Roy, there's so many people in need, and there's, you know, so many humanitarian causes desperate for help, and I anticipate it might even get a little worse. So we're doing okay. We're holding the line. I'm working at whatever I have to do to support my family, and we're gonna get through this, and we're going to figure out a new way to come out on the other side. And in the meantime, I think, you know, it's important to support those local humanitarian efforts to give people some much-needed relief.
I certainly hope that you're getting a chance to keep those calluses in good shape, too, by maybe doing a little woodshedding during this time.
I have been, yes, sir. That's right. And I'm working on, hopefully, you know, I'll get out there and do some online concerts myself.
Well, Jonathan Sardi of the Cold River Radio Show and our local troubadour, it's so great to catch up with you. It sounds like things are going as well as they can, and we look forward to a brighter times. You've got a great outlook about it. How can people find out more about the Cold River Radio Show and about your patron and other virtual events that you will be offering?
Yeah, well, I'd love it if they would visit us at coldriverradio.com. All the information is there. You can see what's going on Patreon. And you know, like I said, just it's the price of a cup of coffee at Starbucks once a month. You can enjoy those videos and support the arts through our medium. Of course, there's multiple ways to do it. So we're just thankful for the friends that we have, you know, that are helping us out. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me about it, Roy. You got a great heart. You're doing a great job over there. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Jonathan. Jonathan Sarti, look forward to seeing you on the stage sometime soon. Take care, my friend.
Yes, you too. Thank you, Roy.